Now, if you believe the pandemic is a conspiracy and use the word a plandemic, if you think Michelle Obama is a man and that there's a cabal of Satan-worshipping paedophiles who rule the world, and if you find yourself using the phrase, where we go one, we go all, you are probably a supporter of the QAnon movement or cult. Its origins go back a few years now in the US, but rather than petering out, as you might expect, it seems to be gaining international traction and raising quite a bit of concern. Marc Andre Argentino is a PhD candidate at Concordia University, specializing in extremist groups, and he explained to me first what it is.
QAnon started as a conspiracy theory in 2007, but now it has evolved into something very close to what I would consider to be a religion. But ultimately, what QAnon adherents believe is that there is this deep state organization of elites that are looking to control the world, and they are involved in Satanism and pedophilia. And Donald Trump was elected with the help of a select group of individuals from U.S. military intelligence, and his job is to defeat this deep state. There is a figure known as Q. He posts on an image board called 8kun, and this is where the content has been posted on for the past few years. And members of the QAnon community kind of try to decode his hints to get an idea what they're talking about. But there is no leader. There's influencers and this unknown figure known as Q.
I mean, Marc-Andre, it just sounds so completely insane. Do we believe they really believe it? Or is it more a kind of, they like to play a game with this?
In 2017, when it started, it probably was more of a game or a joke. However, 3 years down the line now, not only have individuals caused murder, kidnapping, vandalism, and one individual is being charged with a terrorism offense in the U.S. We have, right now at this moment, 66 congressional candidates running for office in the U.S. Some of these obviously are using this as a political platform. They see QAnon believers as a constituency to get votes for. However, there is a fair amount of those candidates that truly believe in the movement and basically decide to run for political office because they want to help Donald Trump defeat the deep state. These are not necessarily the conspiracy theorists that most people would think of, wearing tinfoil hats and living in their parents' basements. They have a large impact on our society, whether it's through online hoaxes. We saw recently the impact they had on Wayfair by spreading the conspiracy theory where the CEO had to step down. We've had Oprah and Hillary Duff and Tom Hanks that have had to make public statements saying they're not pedophiles. And now it is moving beyond the American borders, right, and is a transnational movement.
Well, I wanted you to expand on that, because this is where some of the concern more recently has been, is that this fringe group in the States seems to have gone international.
I think it is important to know that QAnon has been present in the UK since around early 2018. It was really introduced to the wider community through Brexit narratives and through the Yellow Vest protests. The pandemic now creating a host of political, economic, and public health insecurities have created fertile grounds for individuals who are seeking answers. And conspiracy theories like religion provide an answer to difficult questions.
I think you've just, in a way, maybe hit on what I was going to ask you, which is, what is it saying about our mental health, or some people's mental health, that they are clutching at something like this?
There is a study that came out in Psychology Today a month ago that was talking about how it is normal for people to believe in conspiracy theories because it's part of our evolutionary processes, and it's an adaptive mechanism to protect us in these times of stress. And we are living in a time in our history right now that most individuals on this planet have never lived through. And it is a huge stressor, and there's a lot of questions. Having clear-cut answers is a large and a huge comfort to a lot of individuals right now, on top of the fact that, in all honesty, we're at home spending a lot more time online, and this group is very proficient at spreading medical disinformation, which has also brought them high up in the algorithmic ranks on social media platforms and search engines. So if you are part of a community that is susceptible to a specific type of narrative or a specific type of disinformation, the platforms and the technology you use will also push this content towards you, making you even more vulnerable.
Marc-André Argentino from Concordia University in Montreal.